Notwithstanding, if the land of your possession be unclean, then pass ye over unto the land of the possession of the Lord, wherein the Lord's tabernacle dwelleth, and take possession among us. But rebel not against the Lord, nor rebel against us, in building you an altar beside the altar of the Lord our God. And Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter, and brought her into the city of David, until he had made an end of building his own house, and the house of the Lord, and the wall of Jerusalem round about. And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building. Concerning this house which thou art in building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes, and execute my judgments, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then I will perform my word with thee, which I spake unto David thy father. And in the 11th year, in the month Bul, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all the parts thereof, and according to all the fashion of it. So was he 7 years in building it. But Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire which he was pleased to do, and it came to pass when Baasha heard thereof, that he left off building of Ramah, and dwelt in Tirzah. Then David the king stood up upon his feet, and said, Hear me, my brethren, and my people. As for me, I had in mine heart to build an house of the rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and for the footstool of our God, and had made ready for the building. Now these are the things wherein Solomon was instructed for the building of the house of God. The length by cubits after the first measure was 60 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard it, that he left off building of Ramah, and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah, and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah, and troubled them in building. Be it known unto the king, that the Jews which came up from thee to us are come unto Jerusalem, building the rebellious and the bad city, and have set up the walls thereof, and joined the foundations. Then said we unto them after this manner, What are the names of the men that make this building? Then came the same Sheshbazzar, and laid the foundation of the house of God which is in Jerusalem. And since that time, even until now, hath it been in building, and yet it is not finished. Moreover, I make a decree, what ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered. And that by much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. Neither shall Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company make for him in the war, by casting up mounts and building forts to cut off many persons. And behold, a wall on the outside of the house round about, and in the man's hand a measuring reed of 6 cubits long by the cubit, and an hand breadth. So he measured the breadth of the building 1 reed, and the height 1 reed. Now the building that was before the separate place at the end toward the west was 70 cubits broad, and the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick round about, and the length thereof 90 cubits. So he measured the house 100 cubits long, and the separate place and the building with the walls thereof 100 cubits long. And he measured the length of the building over against the separate place which was behind it, and the galleries thereof on the one side and on the other side, 100 cubits with the inner temple and the porches of the court. Then he brought me forth into the utter court the way toward the north, and he brought me into the chamber that was over against the separate place, and which was before the building toward the north. Now the upper chambers were shorter, for the galleries were higher than these, and then the lower, and then the middlemost of the building. For they were in 3 stories, but had not pillars as the pillars of the courts. Therefore the building was straitened more than the lowest and the middlemost from the ground. The chambers were in the thickness of the wall of the court toward the east, over against the separate place, and over against the building. And there was a row of building round about in them, round about them 4, and it was made with boiling places under the rows round about. Then said the Jews, 40 and 6 years was this temple in building. And wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates.